That's your radio voice.
We are now recording, ladies and gentlemen. I have a new microphone, so I am being silly in the recording. You will see this later on the Brick by Brick podcast, brought to you by CNN and our sponsors, Durag Company and 40E Palm Terrace, Allston, Texas. We love you very much. This is our motivation hour, in which we have Tempest S. Smith. She will give to you what God has given to her. And after that, we shall give you traffic and weather updates at 6:30. Tempest, you have to.
This is why you don't give people anything. They can't have new stuff for no reason whatsoever. So who's ever in the office, please take that toy away from Antonio, because life will never be the same as after today. Look at him. He can't stop smiling yet. Ugh. Okay. Today we're talking about resentment isn't serving you. Before I get started, I will say that please don't look to me as an expert, but look to me as somebody who is healing from this condition, I'll say. So there's a Buddhist story that goes like this. Once upon a time, there was a person who had some conflict with his friend, and they disliked each other as a result. The feeling of dislike made this person gloomy and unhappy. Someone asked, "Why do you look so depressed and down today?" He answered, "Someone slandered me, and I don't have a way or the ability to retaliate against them. That is why I am feeling gloomy." That person then told him, "I know of a mantra that can cause harm to the person who made the slandering comments against you. But the shortcoming of doing this is that the mantra will hurt you first before hurting the other party." Upon learning about this, the man was very happy and said, "Please teach me. Although this method will hurt me, I don't mind paying the price of hurting myself first, as long as the other party gets hurt as well." Ladies and gentlemen, have you ever been there? Have you ever been pained by someone you love, someone you trust, someone who claimed they looked up to you, and the only thing you could think of, the only frequency that you can vibrate at, the only prayers you can pray, is how you can get back at them? And if you don't want to be honest, I will. I have.
Yep, me too.
While the character in our story may seem foolish, childish, and wasting their time, everyone at some point, in some shape or form, has been in his shoes. And instead of looking for a healthy way to deal, instead of allowing people to be who they are, we choose to retaliate. Because if I'm hurting, if I'm suffering, you ought to be doing the same. What was the result of your retaliation? Did you feel like a champion because you caused hurt to someone else? Or did you find out that no amount of pain that you could do to them would ever take away the pain that you feel? So instead of healing, instead of forgiving, instead of releasing pain, we bottle up more of those emotions inside. So much so that the thought or the mention of his or her name brings tears to our eyes, pains in our chest, rises in our heart rate and blood pressure. It causes us to be angry. It causes us to isolate ourselves. And if you're really honest, it causes our self-esteem to drop. Ladies and gentlemen, the resentments we hold in our hearts and carry with us from day to day, week to week, month to month, year to year does absolutely nothing positive for us in our lives. In fact, it makes us poor. Mm-hmm. It makes us bitter. It makes us unrecognizable. Mm-hmm. And like the gentleman in our story, we are left sad, gloomy, and downright pathetic. So what is resentment? Resentment is a negative emotional state that combines annoyance, anger, dislike or hatred, and other negative feelings that interferes with a person's ability to relate to another person or a situation. This emotional state is often hidden or repressed to allow a person to continue to appear as they are functioning properly. Resentment is the persistent feeling that you're being treated unfairly or not getting your due respect or appreciation or affection. Apologies, help, consideration, praise, or reward. It keeps you locked in a devalued state, and it is difficult to improve or to appreciate or to connect positively with people in general. Holding a grudge, holding on to resentment is just another way of saying you lack forgiveness. And ladies and gentlemen, if you lack forgiveness, God, the universe, your ancestors, or whatever you choose to believe in, cannot unlock the answers to your prayers. Your harvest will always be full of disappointment, and you will attract people into your life who won't forgive you, just like you won't forgive others. So what are some ways that we can let go of our resentment? I've said it already, but it's worth repeating. We must learn how to forgive. And what is forgiveness? If you look it up in the dictionary, the definition says to cease to feel resentment against someone or something. Psychologists generally define forgiveness as a conscious and deliberate decision to release feelings of resentment or vengeance toward a person or a group who has harmed you, whether or not they actually deserve your forgiveness. Forgiveness is a choice. And if you choose not to forgive, ask yourself, am I getting true pleasure from resenting or hating? And does that serve me and or my future? It's important to understand that forgiving is an act of kindness to ourselves, because we are the ones who are angry. We are the ones carrying the load of pain all day long. And the longer you harbor on resentment, the harder it is to enjoy life. You can pretend well all you want, but unhealed pain has funny ways of creeping upon us, especially at nighttime when we're all alone with just us and our thoughts. Resentment will wake you up in the middle of the night, causing you to plot out an entire movie based on how you will get back at the person who hurt you. Meanwhile, on the other side of town, that person that hurt you are sound asleep, unconcerned with you, your lack of sleep, and your pain. Forgiveness is a process. And for some of us, it doesn't happen overnight. Sometimes we feel discouraged when we forgive the person because we don't see a change in their attitude or their behavior. But remember, you are not forgiving to change the other person. You are doing it for yourself so that you can move on with your life, with your goals, and not to be stuck in the past. How do we forgive? We simply let go. And while we're letting go of the pain and of the betrayal and of the hurt, we also need to let go of our expectations. let go of your version of the story of how things were supposed to go. That story has already been published. And unless you want to go through that pain all over again, a second, third, or 100th edition won't change the outcome. The pain will still be there. Today, I posted on Facebook that if you did something wrong to someone, being silent and pretending like everything will be okay if you just stay out of their way is not an apology. In my opinion, that's being a coward. And unfortunately, when you least expect it, the law of attraction must obey your actions and attract to you what you have told it you vibrate at. Forgiveness does come with certain behaviors, but so does being forgiven. Being arrogant, being prideful, and operating from your ego while seeking forgiveness or while being forgiven is the wrong behavior to have, because that may cause the other person to have resentment towards you every time they see you, every time they interact with you. So be mindful of your behaviors. Another way that I found that's helpful for me to let go of resenting is to vent. And I don't mean picking up the phone gossiping about the other person. I mean taking out a piece of paper and writing it out. Write out how unfair you're being treated. Write out how much pain you're in. Take this time to cry. Take this time to scream. Take this time to be angry. And while this may sound counterproductive, in reality, it's a great way for you to release all the feelings you've been repressing all this time. You see, we are often afraid to let our emotions out, so we bottle them in. And unfortunately, this can cause more damage than good because we tend to release our pain at the wrong time. So after you wrote it out, after you got your feelings out on a piece of paper, tear it up and let it go. The next thing I've learned is to mind our energy. With that being said, it's important that we take responsibility for the energies that we draw into our lives. Understand that our thoughts, our emotions, our actions will draw to us more thoughts, more emotions, more actions, just like we put out. And I know some people say, well, I didn't do X, Y, and Z to deserve that to come back to me. But who said you get out exactly what you put out? Who said you get back exactly what you put out? How do you know you haven't harmed somebody? And law of attraction says what you do to others must be done unto you. So be careful of what your energy is saying and what you're vibrating at, because unfortunately, all of that comes back to you. And last but not least, learn to express yourself. Sometimes people don't know that they hurt you. Sometimes they just don't care. But whatever the reason, stand your ground and let them know anyway, but come from a loving place. When you let someone know how you feel and how they have caused harm to you, and you do it from a non-judging, non-accusatory place, that allows the other person the opportunity to learn and grow from their mistakes. And at the same time, you expressing yourself allows you not to hold on to resentment. It allows that information to be put into the atmosphere, and it gives you power and strength to let it go. Remember, you must be mindful not to hold on to their reactions, not to hold on to your expectations, because apologies never come the way, on the day, the time, the place, with the energy that you think you deserve. And even if you don't give an apology, their pain, their choices, it's not worth it. So I close by saying, whenever you are put into situations that are harmful, and you will, and whenever someone close to you betrays you or stabs you in the back, and unfortunately, as long as you're living, someone will. Let it go. Their choices are not worth the universe withholding abundance from you because you chose to handle it in an unhealthy way. That a way that doesn't serve you, a way that doesn't serve your children, a way that doesn't serve your career or your future. Their choices are not worth your pain. Their choices are not worth them controlling and dictating how you live your life, the places you go, and the people you interact with. Remember, you are the creator of your life. So while someone may hurt you, while someone may purposely hurt you, remember to create a life full of joy by learning how to simply let go of what someone did to you. And that is all I have to say. Antonio, back to you. Mike, check.
Wow, you don't get Tony, you get me.
Hi.
And you are awesome. Amazing as always.
Thank you.
Of course, could talk for days, but what I am charged to do is open it up for Q&A. Tempest just poured a lot out to us and in us. She was very transparent, very helpful. And so at this time, we're going to unmute everyone, but we ask that you would mute yourselves, especially if you have a loud background, and only unmute when you are ready to speak. You can either ask a question, give her encouragement, do both. She is well equipped to answer and help. So at this moment, we're going to open up for Q&A.
Hi, Tempest. That was awesome. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you so much.
I used to have such a bad temper that I actually hurt people. Mm. Yeah, I mean, seriously. One young man had to have 21 stitches.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's deep. I'm not going to go into all the details, but it will be in my book. So, but I'm learning through prayer and conscious determination to stop, take a breath, and ask myself, now what would Jesus do? You know, how would the Spirit, the God, the Almighty, or whatever name one may use, how would this response be? And so I've learned to do that, and now most of the time I'm in control. I'm still a work in progress, though, so I really thank you for reiterating what I'm endeavoring to do with myself anyway. I've come a long way.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing. I look forward to your book.
Thank you.
I haven't caused anyone stitches, but I'm sure their heart needed stitches as a result of some of the things I did and said.
Okay,
so we're all in this together. Just because someone can't physically see the pain I've caused doesn't mean it's not there. But thank you for sharing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Miss Marjorie. That helped me too. Okay, anybody else?
Can I speak? I have something to say.
Okay.
Okay, Anthony.
I was just waiting for the background noise to stop. But Tempest, for you to be so young, you have an old soul, girl. You did that. I'm gonna say you really did it. And we all need to hear something like this here because we all struggle from time to time. And like you say, at one point in time, I don't care who you are, you're gonna need to check yourself before you wreck yourself. And you're gonna need to forgive someone, because in reality, forgiveness is for you. It is really even not for the other person, although it's toward the other person. But that's like me drinking poison and waiting for you to die. Some people are so stuck in where they are, people are dead and gone, they still holding on to grudges. That doesn't make sense. I mean, it really doesn't. This person is gone, or that person is gone when they got married again and they happy, and I'm not gonna be happy until they divorce. Why? That doesn't make sense. That's not intelligent. And I went through the same thing before. I had my three oldest kids, you can tell me they won mine. That look just like me this year. But when it all came down to it, the middle child came back mine. This girl ran, she ran, she ran. But you know what? The kids even got my name to this day. I told her, I'm okay with it. I mean, honestly, I am, as long as you ain't taking my money. But I'm okay with it. I truly am. Kids got my name. They still call me daddy. And the girl, she told me, she said, you know, I love you so much. I never seen no one like you. You know, you didn't hold a grudge or anything. And honestly, I didn't. Yes, it hurt at the time, but I healed. I mean, it's not the kids' fault. It's not their fault. And why would I blame them or even her at the time? What's done is done. What's in the past is in the past. If I hold on to that there now, I'll miss my blessing for the next woman I should meet. I'll miss my blessing for the next kids and everything. So forgiveness is really, truly for you. And a lot of people say that, but they don't comprehend that. They say they forgive you, and as soon as something go wrong, they throw it right back in your face. You didn't forgive me then. When you forgive something, you release it. You let it go. And they say you got to forget about it, but you don't bring it back up. You bury it and let the dead bury the dead. But once again, you did that, girl.
Thank you, Anthony.
Yes, you did.
Awesome.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can.
Awesome. Tempest, as always, you did an awesome job. I'm ready to give my tithes and my offering. And
thank
I'm joining church again.
You can forward your tithes and offering.
That's it. That's it. No, but I wanted to say this was a powerful, powerful topic. And it helped me a lot, and it made me realize some things. And, you know, like Marjorie, I didn't cause nobody else stitches. I caused myself stitches with my anger. Because I was angry, I literally almost cut three of my fingers off. And watch this. This wasn't in 1998. This was in 2018. We're only in the sixth month of 2018. And in about the second month, my fingers was almost gone. I used to be a huge person. I didn't ever call it resentment. I was a tit for tat person. You step on my right foot, I'm stepping on your right foot. I'm not going to step on your left foot. I'm not going to hit you on your ribs. I'm going to hurt you the exact same way you hurt me, because I want you to feel the exact same way I felt, not knowing that all I'm doing is re-hurting myself by thinking that I'm causing that person harm, because that person is not affected. As Tippett say, they're unbothered by my actions. And all my actions are doing is bringing more pain back to me of the pain that I experienced, because I held the resentment and I wanted to go tit for tat with that person. So this is an awesome cause. This is an awesome subject. I thank you for this. We need this. We need this. I would suggest you extend this to like a three-part series, because we really need this. Lord. Because we really need to get, we really need to forgive. And one of the biggest areas we need to forgive, and I will say this because I had this, notice I said had. I had this as a problem, and that's our parents. We hold a lot of resentment in our heart towards our parents for things they couldn't have done for us that we felt they should have done. And they just did the best they could with what they had. And we didn't want to receive nor understand that. Okay, I'm done.
Okay, I was about to say, Bishop, do you have more to say? I have nothing to add to that. Thank you. If you were tit for tat, then guess what? So am I. And then someday, still in 2018, I find myself ready to, oh, so you gonna do me like that? Watch how I do you. And I have to remind myself, it's not worth it. And it's just not worth it. But it's a process. We learning. I don't know about no three-part series. That sounds like a church thing. I'll let you, let you have that. But thank you so much.
I'll let you help. You're going to help me out with it then.
Lord. I don't know about that either.
Tempest. Hello, hello. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can.
I gotta be quick because my client is waiting on me. I don't want her to put them things on me, because I know she will if I leave her waiting too long. I'm glad I chimed in when I did, because this is an area in my life that I've been dealing with on a personal level, is identifying resentment within myself. And something the brother touched on when it comes to our parents, you know, it's amazing how when we do a serious moral inventory on ourselves, the things that, you know, we uncover. In my case, there were some things that I had buried. I even laid some concrete over it, put some bricks on top of it, and I even built a house. However, life has a way of saying, okay, we're going to bring this jackhammer, and we're going to tear all of this down because we're going to uncover this. Because to move forward, for me to move forward, because my children are watching me, and they watch what I do, the last thing I want for them to see demonstrated in me is exuding this type of resentment or exuding resentment. And for them watching me to think that, okay, you sure that's okay, Daddy? Because you tell us to do something different. However, we're doing it. And so this is an area that I've been working on. And I tell you, Tempe, yes, it's a process. The more I work toward, well, the more I work through this, the more peace I have. And my peace is everything, one day at a time. And so thank you for sharing. And I got to get to my client, y'all. But y'all have a blessed, positive, keep doing what y'all thinking. Keep doing what you're doing. Hey, and I love you guys. Y'all take care. Thank you, Tempe.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Tell your client we sorry. But thank you so much.
Thank you.
Tempest, this is Talisha.
Hi,
I want to say you did an awesome job.
Thank you.
I'm actually trying to fight back tears, but it's hard. I'm actually going through this right now.
Let them flow, baby. Let them flow.
It's okay. Take your time.
I can't do this right now.
That's okay.
Okay.
That's okay. Talisha, you're not the only one. I'm telling y'all about resentment, and I'm holding on to a whole lot. And it's painful. I cried yesterday. I cried today. I cried 2 minutes before the call started because I felt unequipped to deliver that, knowing that I'm holding on to resentment towards some people that I interact with all the time.
That's how you heal.
But absolutely. I chose this topic because I chose not to hurt anymore. And if I can help somebody else avoid what I'm going through, then that will help me heal. But like Darren said, I thought I was healed. And I buried it and I poured cement on top of cement. And guess what? It popped right back up. Because for sure. I didn't go through the necessary steps to heal it. Like Anthony said, I just said, I forgive you. But I didn't understand what that means. I didn't have the proper behavior behind it. And I didn't know. I just said, I forgive you because that's what you say. But I didn't mean it, so I couldn't heal from it. But it happens. If you need to talk, I'm here for you. But I get it. It's hard. It's painful, and it's one of those things we like to sweep under a rug, but it keeps popping up for a reason. The universe has a funny way of teaching you a lesson over and over again until you grasp it. And it's 2018, the universe is teaching me all the lessons. But I'm grateful for it because I can't go where I'm trying to go in life. I can't level up. I can't do the things that I want to do for myself and from people around me, holding on to pain because I chose to hold on to it. I don't want that pain anymore. I'm tired of waking up in the middle of the night crying because I had a bad dream, because I can't forgive somebody that's living their life. Not worth it.
I think one of the greatest part of the healing process is to forgive ourselves for even allowing someone have that much power in our lives. And I think also for both you guys and for myself, that the most horrific pain was my last marriage and my former husband being unfaithful. But I kept asking God, if he's not best in what's right for me, then give me the courage to let him go, move him out of my life, let anything happen so that he can be gone, because I need to move forward. And it took me 2 years to heal. And I literally went into grief counseling for my mother's passing shortly after this period. And so all that began to be healed. And so I say to you, allow yourself time to grieve it. Allow yourself time to feel the pain and let the pain go. Because if we try to suppress it, we often go to drugs, alcohol, food, illicit sex, et cetera, when we could just go to God and let it do what it do.
I want to piggyback on that. And that was very powerful, because that's one thing I want to say we people just truly don't understand about forgiveness. Once again, forgiveness is for you, but we like to sugarcoat it because we've been taught to say the right thing. And Tip, mm-hmm. like you say, I forgive you, but really you didn't. It was just at the time, what the right thing to say. Just like we use the word love frequently and just throw it around. You don't love me. You know what I'm saying? You just probably infatuated or is a sex or whatever. But forgiveness is the same way. We're taught to say, oh, okay, I forgive you. Then once again, soon something happened. That's why I can't stand you. I never forgot what you did to me. You know, it just boils up like, wow, where this come from? So you didn't forgive me. So you were just putting a Band-Aid on a bullet wound. and like people, that's what they do. We cover it up because forgiveness make you go deep. And it's going to make you face yourself. We'd rather, like you say, go to that bottle, go to the alcohol, go to another woman, whatever. Forgiveness make you face yourself in the mirror, per se. Because if you can't face yourself, like I say, if you can lie to yourself, you sure can lie to me. And when you lie to yourself, that's what makes all the difference in the world. You're not even being honest with yourself. How can you be honest with someone else? And when you forgive someone, you have to forgive yourself first. And that's very powerful. A lot of people don't forgive themselves. And they walk around with these skeletons all in their closet. And, you know, and then when they come out, they come out.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Amen.
Okay, so one, what Anthony said about forgiving yourself, how do you go about that? The other thing is what Marjorie said about how she gave somebody stitches. I have a story where I used to walk around my house because of an incident that happened between my husband's sister and I, and she put her hands on me, and I just blacked out.
I did too.
And I kept trying to tell my husband, like, she has to go. You don't understand the crazy part of me about to come out. And I literally planned her death in my head. Mm-hmm. I walked around every day she was in my house with a pocket knife in my hand, ready to stab her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, for me, I'm sorry, sweetie.
Go ahead, Marjorie.
No, I was saying, for me, the way that I began to forgive myself was, first of all, to pray. Prayer is always my number one go-to with anything. And I asked for the wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and compassion necessary, and the love necessary for myself to heal and to forgive and to be patient with myself. And I often use the example with my clients or students of treating myself like a newborn baby. See, because the only love that we really express and experience is the love we have for ourselves. And the anger that we have toward others is often anger we've had suppressed toward ourselves, and is reflected in this incident because it flares up what we were feeling and thinking on a deeper level about ourselves. My pain originated from child abuse. It escalated from sexual assaults, multiple. One at gunpoint, one at the point of strangulation. I became an abusive parent. Okay, all kinds of things have transformed in my life, but I am learning to love me and treat me with respect. I haven't been in a relationship for 10 years because I'm learning to fall wonderfully in love with myself so I can love and be loved in a healthy way. You can do it, Talisha.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Another issue, I know like the Rev and all of you, just like you just did, Marjorie, everybody tell me, Talisha, you can do it. And y'all, it's like y'all see something in me I don't see in myself.
That's most of us. Learning to look in that mirror every day and say, girl, you are beautiful. You are intelligent. You are strong. You have the power of God in you, or all that is divine, or whatever word you use, is what I've practiced for the last 10 years. I look in the mirror every day, especially in that left pupil where that really gets the message, you know. Every single day I speak the words out loud and the universe hears me speaking the truth, and the truth begins to actualize itself. Now I'm beginning to think that I'm freaking awesome. And that would have been difficult for me. I was just where you are. But I'm practicing every day. I'm listening to information through YouTube often. That is self-inspiring, self-motivating. And self-love is kind of my theme. So I love it. And I think and know actually that we deserve it because we have the power of the Creator that lives in us. And the Creator is love. So how could we be anything else? You know? Mm-hmm. You got it in you. Just receive it. Utilize it. Recognize it. Acknowledge it verbally. Even if you don't see it yet, start speaking the words anyway. You'll see it. You'll feel it. And you'll begin to act it out. You have the physical beauty. Now you got to know you got the inner beauty also.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I have nothing to add to that. Thank you, Ms. Marjorie, for pouring into Talisha. That was amazing. So thank you.
Thank you, guys. I just love you guys.
Yeah. We love you, too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Does anyone else have a question or something to say? Okay, I have one of our team members raising their hand.
Hi, Tim.
Hi, Dave.
Just wanted to say you did an awesome job.
Thank you.
I don't know how this microphone works up in here, but you did an awesome job. And what stuck out to me the most is to forgive yourself. And you, in order to forgive yourself and others, you got to let it go. And what keeps coming back to me is that if I don't let go of things, the universe won't be able to give me anything in my hands. So if I want things, my hands have to be open
and free.
Great job as always.
Great job as always.
Thank you. I do agree about if you don't let go, the universe can't give you anything. You can't grab hold of anything. And I'm going to keep saying it because I have to keep repeating it to myself, but is it worth it? Is it worth holding on to all these negative emotions that put me in a horrible state that keeps me replaying the same scenario over and over again? Is it worth me going off on somebody about the same thing over and over again? Because once I talked about it, once I went off, I still didn't feel any better. The situation wasn't better. I was still in pain and they still did what they did. Mm-hmm. So I'm learning that I don't want to block my own blessings.
Yeah.
Because I'm too arrogant to let some pain go. I don't know who that is, but I don't want to stunt my growth because of somebody. That I don't want to be, you know what I mean? I don't want that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't want that. That's not the life I want to live. I've watched people live their life, and I don't want that for myself. So I forgot who said, I think it was Talisa who talked to me, and I thought about this. But forgiveness is a practice. It's not something you just turn on today. You got to practice that, and you got to work on that every single day. If it was easy, somebody said something about holding on to grudges to people that are dead. It's people alive mad at people that's gone on and in a better place or in a different place. That makes no sense. And I don't want to be one of those people. I don't want to be the man in the story celebrating because I found a way to get back at somebody but hurt myself in the process. That's not the life. I don't want to walk into 31 holding grudges that I was holding at 28, 29, 30. It's just not the way I want to live. Thanks, Grace. Sorry, I went on a tangent. Thank you.
All right. Do we have anyone else?
I just want to say, this is Melissa. Hi, everyone. I just want to say, Tim, you did an excellent job. The topic really made me look at, you know, myself, because I've struggled with forgiveness. Even when you think, like you said, you think you forgive somebody and you realize something happens and you really haven't forgiven them. And just struggling with forgiving myself for things in life. So this was a great, great call. And the input from others too really touched me too. And I just feel like we're just such a family for how so people share sincerely and give, you know, wisdom. From Anthony Lee, Miss Marjorie, thank y'all for, you know, sharing. And, you know, I always tell myself, I have to remind myself, forgive because you were forgiven. Mm. And that's just what I hold on to. And I have to remind myself sometimes when things happen, you kind of rehearse it in your brain, or, you know, it just keeps showing up in your spirit. And I have to remind myself, if you rehearsing it, you're nursing it, and you have to let things go. And that's nothing but, like you said, it interferes with your frequency, their energy, and it's nothing but Satan that wants you to hold on to that. And so forgiveness is something that we need to practice every day. So I just thank you for a reminder, and thank you for sharing. Excellent topic, and I love everyone.
Thank you, Melissa. I love you, too. If you in Houston and you need a house, Melissa is the only realtor you need to talk to. She is amazing, but I am grateful for her. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm grateful for y'all.
All right. Do we have anyone else? I do have two comments in the chat. One is from Deanna Tempest. She said, absolutely amazing call. It was needed. You were amazing, and she's grateful for today's call. And we also have Ashley. She truly needed this call today. You did a phenomenal job. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And Melissa also commented, but she just gave her sentiments. So that was over in the chat. Anybody
thank
else?
Mama and Ashley, I appreciate you both.
I have one last thing I want to say. Of course, we all know forgiveness is for ourselves, and we stated that. But what happens when someone else won't forgive you when you know you've done wrong? Because I have done some things. Of course, I haven't always been perfect and never will be. But, you know, there'll be times people say, how can you sleep at night and you're so wrong? Now, this is after you apologize and apologize and apologize. I'm telling everybody, don't keep apologizing. Once you apologize and you're sincere about it, release it and let it go. I sleep good at night. I'm just going to be honest. If I did it, I did it. I'm sorry. I apologize. But what, you want me to keep laying in it? I mean, come on now. I apologize. And people, well, you just so wrong. And I admit I was wrong. But I can't turn back the hands of time. You want to keep making me relive it? So that's another thing. When someone won't forgive you, once you forgive yourself, let it go. I don't care what you've done. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Let it go.
Amen.
Anthony Lee, all these times I've been texting you about coaching sessions, I did not know you was all the way turned up. I thought you was so nice and quiet and polite. Fire up in you.
What? I lay back in the cut.
That was funny. I just wanted to touch on the idea of having to practice forgiveness. I think that for me, it was understanding that once I gave it to God and I sincerely felt it in my heart, then I had to let it go, because I think if I continue with it, that there's some form of guilt still inside of me, and I need to heal that guilt. So the forgiveness may not be at that point for that situation or that person. It may be me not being able to forgive myself. And I think we need to look in that, because I think once you say and mean it from your heart, I forgive myself, I forgive you, then it's a done deal. You know, and something new may come up that you may need to forgive or work with, but not something that should linger. I mean, it's like, to me, I have to let it go or I can't be at peace. And I was telling you before, I think it was Grace, about my book. It's called The Infinite Power of Inner Peace. And the only way that I can exist is to have that infinite power, that godly power of peace. And the loving of myself, I know, is the number one step. So even in the relationship seminar that I'm doing for my church, that's the first thing we're starting with, because you can't even love God unless you're loving yourself, because where does God live? Inside of us. So self-love to me is the key for forgiveness of self and everyone else. At least that's what's been working for me.
I do agree. I 100% agree.
Yeah.
Let me know when your book comes out, Marjorie, so I can get an autographed copy and read it first.
You know you got that coming. The Infinite Power of Inner Peace is already out, but I'm revising it. So hopefully I'll have it done before the end of the month, and you got yours coming. Sign, sealed, and
delivered. Thank you. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Does anyone else have anything to share or anything to ask? All right. Well, Miss Tempest, CEO Coach T, has a wonderful podcast. It's called Overcoming Low Self-Esteem. You can find a link for it on any of the ATS Junior pages or reach out to anyone that you know. But you are missing out if you are not following that podcast. I really want you all to get on and listen to Tempest and be helped. Because honestly, resentment, lack of forgiveness, it all stems from a low self-esteem. And she helps us amazingly in that podcast. Tempest, I'm going to leave last thoughts and words to you.
Thank you, Shannon. Thank you, everybody, for being vulnerable and transparent. I wasn't expecting that. I was very hesitant about doing this call, but I feel better. And I'm glad that some weight has lifted off of my shoulders. Amen. And if you're not there, if you're struggling, just keep going. Because it gets better. It gets easier. The load gets lighter. And you're worth everything on the other side of this pain. Amen. So join us next time for Let's Talk Tuesday, when we hear from my sister, Shannon Clark. Her topic, can I say your topic?
Yes.
Her topic is the cost of emotions.
Oh, I love it.
I know. So join us again next week. Thank you all for being here. I really, truly appreciate it. Thank you for sharing. Thank you, Talisha, because you didn't have to put you didn't have to put yourself out there like that. And I know that was painful, but I'm glad you did. And thank you, everyone, for your input. I greatly appreciate it, and I love each of you.
Thank you. We love you. And you should call this Juicy Tuesday.
Everyone can unmute and say your goodbyes.
We love Bye, everyone. Bye, love you guys.
Love and blessings.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Okay.